Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and today we have Lauren Gamel, who is the Frontier Extension District Horticulture and Natural Resources Agent. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Tickled pink. We're kind of looking forward to spring.
Oh, yes.
And getting things going.
Counting down the seconds.
Okay. So we're going to talk about starting your seeds, getting those ready.
Yes. It's a little early. So if you're like me and you've already, like this last weekend, we had a three-day weekend and we built our seed starting kit and got our lights up. And I'm just like holding back with every bone in my body, trying not to start seeds because you don't want to do it this early. You're going to have some not very healthy transplants if you do it right now. But if you really are looking for it, you should go on Facebook and RSVP to our seed starting program. That's going to be on February 18th at 6 p.m. We're going to be at the Osage Garden and Produce, which is Craig and Becky Siljenberg's store, right on the east side of Osage City. If you've been there before, we're going to be out in the greenhouse. We're going to make a seed starting mix. We're going to get our hands dirty. We're going to use worm castings and all the gross, yucky things to make some seed starting mix, which will be really fun. And you guys will be able to take some of that home so you can get your seed started right after this meeting. It will be really fun. We're going to talk about all the materials you need for seed starting, if you should use plastic, if you should use toilet paper rolls, if you should use all the things. We're just going to kind of dive into some of that. How you time out your seedings. Like I said, now is too early, but when do you start which things? When a seed packet says 8 to 10 weeks, what does that mean? So we're going to kind of dive into all of that. And then something that I think is the most fun is seed selection and variety considerations. So what are you growing and why? And then do you want pink tomatoes? Do you want red, purple, orange, all those things? We're going to talk about what grows best in this area. And then if you have picked out your seeds and they're heirloom, how do you collect those seeds and use them again next year? Because seed packets might be cheap, but if you can make it $0 by saving your seeds, it's honestly a lot better. If you can't be there, again, on February 18th at 6 p.m., we're going to have a live option. Our wonderful social media and marketing coordinator is going to record it all live on Facebook and then post a recording. So if you can't be there, you can still kind of take part in it. If you want to RSVP, you can go on Osage Garden Produce's Facebook page, or you can call or email me at the extension office. And we're looking forward to seeing everybody there. We're going to have door prizes and it'll be really fun, casual way just to get excited for spring.
Excited for spring and all those seeds. And getting your hands dirty.
All my favorite things.
All my favorite things. Thank you, Lauren. Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Adult Development and Aging and Family Resource Management Agent, Janae McNally.